Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is nutrition, and we're going to discuss feed change, don't starve it. So I was talking with a client who's doing some body composition changing, meaning that they want to lose some body fat, they want to increase or kind of build muscle to improve their shape. So they're not necessarily looking for like the most muscle possible, they're just trying to have a shape that's more balanced, meaning that they have, you know, a good balance to the front and the back of their shoulders, good development in their upper back to help with postural control, and then also just kind of nice detail across the back, good balance between like hamstrings, quads, and glutes. They just want to look better and look more quote-unquote athletic, but they're not necessarily looking for the biggest muscle possible. So they know that weight loss will happen along their goal. However, they're mostly looking for fat loss and muscle shaping. So the difference between fat loss and weight loss means fat loss is you're just trying to get fat off of you. It doesn't matter necessarily if it changes your weight, it will, but that's not the main focus. The main focus is appearing lean. Whereas weight loss is just looking at a scale, trying to get weight off a scale, and that does not, absolutely does not automatically mean that you will look lean. So weight loss and fat loss are absolutely different things. If you search after weight loss, you will absolutely not look aesthetically your best. Whereas if you search for fat loss, you will look aesthetically your best. So it depends on what you want, whether you just want number on a scale to go down or whether you want to look better. So this client is wanting to look better, and they have actually done some aesthetic competitions before. So we've been talking about kind of what their old model was under their old approach and old coach versus like what I'm taking them through now. And one of the concepts we brought up in a conversation was the idea of feeding change. You want to feed the change of the body, not starve the body into change. So the traditional kind of like normal model that most people use is to try to starve the change, starve the body into changing it the way you want. So this means restricting calories and usually increasing non-resistance loaded activity, so increasing cardio. But they don't typically increase the intensity or kind of the workload of resistance training. So the person will do some resistance training, but they more so look to keep taking away food and adding cardio, taking away food and adding cardio, and never really trying to maximize their weight training stimulus, or they're unaware that they're not maximizing it. But that is the traditional model, is eat less and do more cardio, which is absolutely stupid. It's been proven a bajillion times that's the dumbest way to do this process. Absolutely stupid. But people still do it. It's insane. If you do any intelligent research into the right resources and stuff like that, and work with the right coaches, you'll understand that that's absolutely not the right way to do it. So what we want to do is we want to avoid that. So when you do take the starving the change approach, when you focus on restricting calories and adding cardio, you're basically going to underfeed your body's daily needs for metabolism, what it needs to kind of maintain itself and all the healthy, happy processes of the body. So when you underfeed that, there's going to be a gap, okay, of what the calories the body needs versus what you're giving it. Then in order to adjust for that gap, the body's going to give up some body fat to fill in the gap, but it's also going to look for a way to lessen the calories that it quote-unquote needs. So one of the things that the body needs calories for is maintenance of muscle tissue. If you continue to restrict food, and if you continue to add in activity that is not muscle dependent, the body then devalues the muscle tissue you have, and it'll look to lessen that muscle tissue since it's requiring calories. So it does so by just not repairing the muscle after it's been damaged. It does not try to rebuild it back to what it was. It rebuilds it to back to basically what it barely needs. So this means your muscles are under-recovered over time. This can lead to a flat look, a misshapen look. It can lead to joint stress, joint pain. It can also lead to just kind of chronic annoyances or movement downgrades in quality, where somebody's like, oh, dang, my knee always hurts now when I go running. Or, oh, my upper back and my neck always hurts now. So you have a decay, basically, of healthy muscle tissue because you're underfeeding it, you're underutilizing it, so the body starts getting rid of it. So the body will always try to lessen that calorie gap of what it needs versus what you're giving it. And if you don't prioritize muscle tissue, so resistance-loaded activity, it'll close that gap by getting rid of muscle. So when the body, again, when it can't maintain muscle repair, it definitely can't improve muscle shape, right? So no new muscle equals no new shape. Typically, when people starve the body into change, they will end up just being leaner, okay, having less body fat, but they never look any different in regards to their muscular shape. They're stripping off the body fat over top of the muscle they already have, which is slowly being stripped away as well. So it's a downgrading of the system as a whole rather than an improvement of the system. What's also associated with this is that you have negative effects on daily energy and mood. You feel like crap, you look like crap, you have poor mental health, emotional health, and relational health. Now, how does it affect relations? Well, if you have poor mental health, you feel like crap all the time, you're in a bad mood, you're a nervous wreck because you can't control your emotions because your body's underfed, you're going to have a pretty horrible relationship with the people around you because you're going to be snippy and mad and angry, and you're going to be blaming people for a thing that you chose to do for your own self. So it does have negative effects beyond just aesthetics. It can negatively impact mental health, emotional health, and relational health. This is why people sometimes develop negative self-talk and very defeatist type language when they're in these kind of downgraded negative moods associated with reducing calories and increasing cardiovascular activity. So we want to avoid the starve the change model for all of the negatives we just covered. And we instead should switch over to a feed the change model. What this means is we want to still create a caloric deficit, but we increase activity through resistance training, not cardiovascular training. The reason why this is significantly different and why it's significantly important to understand is you're creating a small deficit of calories in nutritional intake rather than a large deficit in nutritional intake. So the traditional model of eat less and do more cardio, you might have to have a caloric intake, let's just say, is like 500 calories under what you normally would have. And then you try to do a bunch of cardio, all this other stuff. Whereas a feed the model change, you might only have to have a 200 or 300 calorie deficit under your needs. And then you're relying on muscle tissue damage from resistance training to create the rest of the caloric deficit that you want via the calories needed to recover and repair the muscle. If you continually lift heavy weights and do resistance training on a regular basis, the body understands the priority for need for muscle. It'll try to rebuild the muscle back to exactly what it was, if not try to still improve it from each workout to workout. That requires a lot more calories of the body rather than just basic maintenance. So we've talked about this in podcast 181, titled Using Muscle Damage for Fat Loss. And in podcast 487, titled The Benefits of Training When Not Fully Recovered. Both of these talk about the idea that when you have muscle damage present in the body, that increases your caloric need because your body's trying to repair that muscle damage. So that actually creates a greater gap than just the nutritional caloric deficit alone. That means you can eat more calories, because a deficit in calories is going to come from the muscle damage, not just from caloric reduction. So this also helps to maintain muscle mass because your body understands muscle mass is needed to meet the demands that you're placing on it in your workload, in your workouts. So this actually promotes shape change. It increases resting metabolism because the body is trying to fix and repair all that muscle. So again, this allows you to eat more even while you lose more body fat. And this allows you to promote a benefit in muscular shape as you lose body fat, rather than the starvation mode where you're losing muscle and losing fat and your shape change doesn't change. Your shape stays the same or decays from what it was. It never actually improves. So the last benefit of feeding the change is that it creates a more positive daily energy and mood balance. You feel more productive, you can see the changes happening, you have a better mental, emotional, and thus better relational health. So you can actually enjoy the process because you don't feel like shit all the time. So if you feed the change, focusing on a small caloric deficit, but tons and tons and tons of muscle damage, versus starving the change, which is a large caloric deficit and a ton of stupid cardio. Focus on feeding the change instead. That's the goal we want. That's going to allow you to enjoy the process, get the most out of the process, and it's actually more efficient. And it's more long-term permanent. So all around, in every way, it's better. Now, the reason why people don't do it is because it's easier to just eat less and do a bunch of easy cardio. It's harder to get yourself in the gym, do some resistance training, and actually put in some effort. So don't take the easy, lazy-ass way of trying to get results. Freaking earn it and do it the right way so the results you get will stay. Okay? So if you want more information about this process, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you want any help with setting this process up, of course, we're happy to help with training plans, nutrition plans, or whatever you need. So I just wanted to kind of present this topic to you and give you a contrast of these two approaches so everybody could better understand why feeding the change is a much better approach. Okay? If you need anything at all towards your healthy and happiness journey, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.